chance meeting. I'm only half conscious of you as you pass by, pause, and come up beside me. Standing by the wall, we looked out on the dusk-lit waters as small crafts troll past Roosevelt Island. Sharing the humid night silence, we exchanged tentative glances. And smiling out of the corner of your eyes, you said you love this spot and that you've noticed me here once or twice before. We passed first names and smile more broadly now, and strolled the piers, scheming about our yachts that'll never be. Taking in the night's varied music and each other's unexpected company. Guys on the docks in bulging muscle man shirts spy us enjoying the night's breeze, strolling along the Canal Street pier, and wonder aloud what a prize piece like you is doing with a pitiful cripple like me. They'll take you. Take whatever they can get, you said. They'll take your hand and ask your name in return for some half-assed line and a slimy kiss of your hand. They'll take you all right. They'll take all that they possibly can of you. They'll take you for a drink. They'll take you dancing. They'll take you anywhere and as far as they can. They'll take you for the fun of it, having such a beautiful thing on their arm. For keeps, for show, they'll take you. They'll take every part of you. They'll take your Bulgarian brown eyes, tender in their intensity. They'll take your slender body as every indication of quick and easy sex. They'll take your trained nurse's hands, never sensing the pain and sorrow, strength, or hope they've held. They'll take your questioning mind and play games with it. They'll take it all. Every bit and supposed piece of you, and they'll take it all for granted, if you let them. I want you to appear. Like you did before, out of nowhere in particular. And me not knowing where you'd come from. But half anticipating would walk up, gentle and still. And not even take me by surprise.